Open our ears, O Lord, to hear your word and know your voice. Speak to our hearts and strengthen our wills, that we may serve you today, now, and always. Amen.
Amen.
Please do be seated. Something I have noticed, and I'm very sorry to say, is that I've got into the habit of settling down to eat my meal with a book propped up to read, which in itself isn't the problem, but I often forget to say any sort of grace. You know, a few moments of a bowed head or words of thanks. When I had all my children living at home, we would not think of starting to eat without joining hands, bowing our heads, and someone saying grace, or us all together. Admittedly, I was more aware of being thankful for getting the dinner on the table and a happy half hour of us all being together as we ate, simple fare as it would be. But really, I should be saying my grace and giving thanks for the food before me and the opportunity to read my book. Although I can seem very pious about this and may have painted a rosy picture of our idyllic Bible-loving family life, one of my children did say recently they thought we said grace to give the food time to cool down before we all ate. They had grown to realise the significance it really had. So, good and thanks. That is what Lammas is all about. Well, indeed, any service of worship, giving thanks is a big part of it. But today we remember to give thanks for the wheat harvest. Going around my local supermarket to get the loaf of bread we have today, I noted at least 30 different types of bread on sale. 30? That's amazing. Not just all wheat flour, but an amazing choice. And it is good for us to have this time and a reminder in our church calendar of times to specifically give thanks for things in our everyday life. To give thanks to those who sow the seed, those who harvest the crop, and those who bring it to us as food on our plate, be it homegrown or commercially made. We give thanks for its sustenance, its nourishment, and as with wheat, for our bread, for our staple food we daily require. And of course, we give thanks to God, from whom all things come. In the time of Moses, God gave direct, specific instructions for the people to follow, to give thanks, such as we heard in the reading today from Leviticus. Thanks being given for the first fruits. In our New Testament reading, we are reminded that Jesus is the bread of life, the true bread from heaven, again an offering from God, for which we give thanks. And we can become complacent about giving thanks, as I said with my lapse on occasions with saying grace before I eat, which is why it is sometimes useful to be reminded by the surprising offering of something by others. That is what I felt when I first read the poem we heard today, the poem Conversation with My Father. It tells of a troupe of blind and deaf people on stage, making and baking and offering bread to those before them as they told stories. A wonderful image to bring before us. The offering of the staples of life to each, bread and conversation. It shows we can all offer such a staple of life to others. That we all have something to give. Of course, sometimes what we offer may not be quite perfect. I asked my children what we bowed our heads and gave thanks for. It was not always amazing, I can assure you. Grated carrot quiche on some occasions when times were tough. And what we receive may not be all good either. I've got a little extract from my go-to book when I think of all things rural. It's Cider with Rosie by Laura Lee. And Laura Lee is talking about the food his mother managed to prepare for the 8 members of the family, the little meat they had cooked up in a stew. It says, there was green food of great weight in season, and lentils and bread for ballast. 8 to 10 loaves came to the house every day, and they never grew dry. We tore them to pieces with their crusts still warm, and their monotony was brightened by the objects we found in them. String, nails, paper, and once a mouse, for those were the days of happy-go-lucky baking. So sometimes what we are offered is not perfect, but we learn to recognise the bits to leave out and give thanks for what is good. And we also learn, hopefully, how to perfect what we offer. So bread, part of our staple diet here in the UK and many, many parts of the world in many varied forms. And I read about the word staple. If something is called a staple, it is something that is fundamental. It is widely used, an essential part of something else. It can be food or a product or a concept. I mentioned earlier, our gospel reading refers to Jesus as the bread from heaven, part of our staple requirement of life, our staple spiritual food that gives us life, eternal life, nourishing us daily. When Jesus walked the earth, he did amazing things, of course, healing, preaching with authority as someone wise and well-versed, eating and drinking with those others deemed outcasts. And the breaking of bread was recognised as a central part of his ministry. He was known for it. Remember those on the road to Emmaus, the two men who met him after the resurrection. No one knew what had happened to Jesus. His body had been taken down from the cross. Mary Magdalene reported that she had seen him in the garden, but all were in mystery as to what had happened. And the two men journey on the road to Emmaus. And Jesus walks alongside them and speaks to them, revealing lots in speech. But it's when they sit down and he takes bread and he breaks it to share with them. Then they realise who he is. The author Bonetti talks about that in his book, The Sign of Love. You know that these two men on the road to Emmaus... Oh, thank you. That is very beautiful. You know, these two men on the road to Emmaus are not two of the 12 disciples. But this action of Jesus breaking and sharing bread, sharing a meal, being open to conversation, is recognised by them as being essential, a fundamental, a staple of what Jesus does, breaking bread together. And the phrase, let's break bread together, well, it is given as an invitation to not only eat, but to socialise and share each other's company, and often to chat over difficulties, maybe, and to make some sort of reconciliation. It's a phrase we might know and use, let's break bread together. It's a wonderful hymn as well, actually. Well, the greatest meal we are ever offered is the Eucharistic meal, bread and wine, which we will share soon. The word Eucharist means thanksgiving. As a Christian, our offering to others doesn't have to be complicated, not sophisticated. Thank goodness, I say. The breaking of bread shuts a simple, everyday act. So Lammas, today we give thanks. We remember to give thanks for this wonderful staple crop, for this harvest of this first crop of the year, for the seed, the rain, the sunshine, and for all those involved. Thanks that we do not find things unintentional or carelessly tossed in during the proving process, as we heard inside up from Rosie. We give thanks for offerings from unexpected places in our lives, indeed, including from ourselves, who may feel unprepared, but we discover just sitting down and breaking bread is enough. And we give thanks to God for his blessings, his generosity, and we give thanks for Jesus, the bread of life, our staple. Amen.